Good morning. Today's daf is daf Samech Zayin. So this is the last daf of the perek before we begin the famous perek Klagado. And the perek, we got to the last line of the Samech Vav Amr Beis, the last three words, the Gemara says, Amr Rav Huna, going on to now daf Samech Zayin. So the rest of the rest of the perek is pretty much all got as well. So again, Amr Rav Huna, says that Li'ishtat Hilsa, for a fever of 3 days long, Laisi Shiva Silve Mishiva Dikler. Still going through some of these refuahs mentioned in the Gemara. So a person should bring seven small branches of seven palm dates, Vishiva Tsive Mishiva Kshuri, and seven splinters from seven different beams, Vishiva Siki Mishiva Kshuri, and seven pegs from seven different bridges, Vishiva Ktimi Mishiva Tanuri, seven different pieces of ash from seven ovens, Vishiva Afre Mishiva Sinre, and seven amounts of dirt from seven different door sockets, Vishiva Kufri Mishiva Arbi, seven pitches, specimens of pitch from seven ships, and the Shiva Buni Kamoni, and seven kernels of cumin, the Shiva Beni Medikne, the Kal Basav, and seven hairs from the beard of an old dog, the Litzaini Bechala, and a person should tie them together, the Beit Savar, and the opening of the neck, Benira Barka, with a strand of hair. That's what a person should do for having beaver for 3 days. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says, Lishta Tzimirsa, a person with a burning fever, very high fever, so the din is what he should do is the refu is lishkal sakina de kula parsley. He should take a knife that's made of iron, all of it is iron. Vileza lahecha de ika vardin, he should go to the place of a thorn bush. Viliktar beinira barka, he should tie it up with a strand of hair. And then he should stay there for 3 days. Yomakama, first day, lichrik be porta lema, he must rub up against the bush a little bit, pour it a little bit, and say, Lema, he should say, Vayera, Ma'ach Hashem, Elav, and the angel appeared to him. It's referring to appearing to Moshe by the thorn bush, by the snap. Lema'ach, the next day, he should say, Lichrik Be, pour it, he should rub against the thorn bush a second time. Vilema, he should say, Vayomer Moshe, Asurana, Ve'era. Moshe said, let me turn away and then see the great sight of the snap. And Lema'ach, the next day, the third day, Lichrik Be, pour it, he should again rub against the bush one last time, Vilema, he should say, Vayar Hashem, Kisar, Lirosh and Hashem, so that Moshe had turned away. This is how you get rid of a very high fever. So Amr le Rav Acha, Bered the Rav le Rav Ashi, Veleima Vayomer Al Tikrav Halom. Why don't you say the pasuk that when Hashem said, "Don't come any closer to the snare"? So Ella, really, what he said should be said is as follows: Ella Lioma Kamo Leima. The first day you should say Vayera Malach Hashem Elav that and Malach appeared to Moshe, and then the next day Vayomer Moshe and Vayomer Moshe on that first day still. Lamacha, the second day, Lema, you should say, Vayar Hashem Kisar Liros. Lamacha, the third day, that's when you say, Vayomer, Al Tikrav Halom. The Kipasik Lay, when the fever stops, Lisayate Lifsike Lema Hachi, he should bend low and he should break the branch and say, Hasna, Hasna, Lav Mishum, he should, Thormish, Lav Mishum, the Gvia Mikol Ilane, Asher Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shchinte Alech, it's not because you were taller and greater than the other ones that Kadosh Baruch Hu arrested the Shchina, El Mishum Demaychas Mikol Ilane, because you're more humble than all the other trees, Asher Kutcher Baruch Hu, Shchinte Alech, praiseworthy you should be that the Kadosh Baruch Hu rested the Shchina within you. Vichihecha de Chamisi, Eshata, the Chanana Mishal Vazaria, just like the fire had, was thrown at Chanana Mishal Vazaria, and they ran away from it. Kain tachmine ashasa ploni bar ploni. So too the fire from me, v'siark min kadamai, it should flee from before him. L'simana lema hachi, l'simta lema hachi. A person has simta, which is types of shchin, a type of boil. He should say as follows: baz bazia mas masia kas kasia sharlei v'amralai. Ilan, these are malachim dishtalchu ma'ara, the stone la'asa shchina b'kivin. These are the malachim that were sent from stone to heal the shchin. Bazach, bazach, bazamasach, mas masach, kamach, kamach, einech bey, may your color as you are, the color as you are, you say. Asach beich, the place from where you are, zarech kikalot, you seed it like a kalot, kifrida de la parav la rabia, like a mule who cannot multiply. Kachlo tifta lo tira, so to you, the shchin should not increase. Begufei de ploni bar plonis, it should not increase on this individual. Lekipa, one who has blisters, alei mahachi, should say, cherev shlufa vakela nutusha, a waving sword and a slingshot. Lo shmei yuchav acholin mechuvin, its name is not yuchav, it's a painful illness. Okay? The lashid, the person who has a shade, a demon who's he's possessed by a shade of some sort. Le mahalchi, he should say, haves, depakik, depakik, haves, you were stopped up, you were. And liti taver umishumas bar tit bar tome bar tina kishimags miragas vistamai, that you should be cursed, broken, and sent in chayrim. And that's the name of this particular shade. Lashida, the base kise, person is overtaken by a shade of the bathroom. Le mahalchi, he should say, akakarfe, daari, the head of a lion, vause, de guryase, and the nostrils of a female lion, ashkachatun, lashide bar shirka, upon that should be found by this demon. And b'mishrei dekarta havdei, and upon the field of a leek, I felled him. And belua chamar dekarta, with the bone, the jawbone of a donkey, I hit him. Okay, so these are some interesting forms of medication. So the Gemara then says b'nei melachim bezagin, that the princes would go out with zagin, with different types of bells. So very appropriate for today. Lag ba'omer man tan, who is the author that kings and princes would go out with zagin? It must be none other than Amar b'shaya Rabbi Shimon. He Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that is. Damar kol Yisrael b'nei melachimim, all Jewish children are considered princes, and therefore they are all worthy of wearing a zagin. They're not considered only for the fancy. Every yid is considered fancy and therefore worthwhile. If you look at Rashi, Rashi just explains here. We are maybe 10 narrow lines up. Rashi says that b'nei menachem hilkach la'ani namichas, even for an ani, he's worthy of wearing bells on Shabbos. V'lo gnusa didei, it's not considered gnusa that you're trying to wear something that's not appropriate for you. D'lizchazik kiyura, it looks like you're trying to show off that you're wealthy when you're really not. V'shalaf, and you might come to take it off and hide it. Inami debigo the chidushu shalaf machve, or maybe it's something new to him and he might take it off because it's something new. No. All Jewish people, all B'nai Yisrael, are considered B'nai Melachim, and therefore worthy of wearing such important or fancy garments. Gemara then says, Rabba, my Rabba says differently. He says, no, Barig B'Ktusa V'Divri HaKol. This is talking about a bell that was not just dangling on the clothing, but it was woven into the clothing, and therefore everyone would agree, not only Rabbi Shimon, but everyone would agree if it's woven, even though the Ani might be inclined to take it off. He won't take it off simply because it's woven to him. And now the new mission begins as follows. Yotzin, the Beitis Hachorgel, a person could go out with some type of egg from an arbe, a type of locust, Ubishain Shuel, a fox tooth, Ubimasmer, Minatzalov, a nail taken from someone who was hanged at the gallows, Mishim Rafua, these things are because of Rafua, and Dibri Rabbi Meir, that's all the understanding of Rabbi Meir, the Chachamim Osen Af Bachol, they prohibited using this even during the weekday, Mishim Darche Hamor, these things are Darche Hamor, as Rashi quotes, Ubichukosem, Losalecha, we can't walk in the ways of the Goyim, and since these things are not considered scientific, they're not considered medically proven, therefore they're Darche Hamor, the ways of the Goyim, and we have to refrain from doing so. So this is we discussed this a couple days ago, how one knows, or Vosner says, how do you know whether or not this is medicinal, scientifically proven, or some type of skula, or perhaps some type of darche amori? And the answer is, if there are statistics that prove, not that we understand how it works, but if statistics prove that certain things work, then one would be allowed to employ such a medicine. But these are items, according to Chacham, felt that they're not proven scientifically and medically, and therefore it's nothing more than an iser of b'chukoseim lo selechu. The Gemara now says, Yotzin bebeitas hachargo d'avdi l'shichla. What was the function of wearing an egg of a locust? Because it helps for an earache, apparently. Ubishain shel shul d'avdi l'shinte, and the tooth of a fox helps a person who has some issues going to sleep. And the t'chai l'man d'naim, what it does for a person who, if it's from a live fox, it's used to keep a person awake. And the mace, if you use the tooth of a dead fox, l'man d'lonaim, a person who cannot fall asleep, it helps him fall asleep. Uvimasmer minatzalov, a nail from the gallows, davdi lezirpa, it was used to help if there was a swelling wound, it helped for that. And mishim refuah, so the Gemara says it was all permitted, divrei Rabbi Meir. So Abai, Rav and Amar Tarvaya, both of them are of the opinion, like we just said above, that anything that has medicinal benefits is refuah, and it's not because of any type of darchei emori. If you just look at Rashi, last four narrow lines, Rashi says sheyeshbo mishum refuah, sheniras refuaso, that you clearly see how it's beneficial medically. Kagon shtias kos b'tachboshes makas, drinking some medicine, a cup of something, or putting a bandage. Uparchinen ha'ein bo kagon lacha shezhen nikashu marpe yeshu mishum darchei emori b'tmir. Oh, we didn't see that yet. I'm sorry. So the Gemara then says that ha'ein bo mishum refuah. But if, back inside the Gemara, if there is no medicinal benefits, yeshu mishum darchei emori, it would be subject to an iser of achukas hagoyim. The Hatanim, but doesn't the Brayso say that ilan shemashir perosav, a fruit that sheds its tree, rather that sheds its fruit Soke b'sikre, a person should color with some type of red color. V'tuana ba'avanim, and you should put some rocks on the branches. And so this sounds like something that's a darchei amori. That's a strange thing. So the Gemara explains, Bishma, I understand tuano ba'avanim, the reason why when you start seeing a fruit, it's the tree is starting to shed its fruits too early. So why do you put the rocks and the branches? Apparently, because kitehecha delichshe chele, this way it's going to weaken it. The sap will be removed, and it's not going to cause the fruits to ripen early. So you're removing all the sap from the tree. Somehow that helps. Again, I don't know how these things work, but putting pressure on your branches causes the sap to come out. That will affect the development of the fruit. So that makes sense. That's scientific. But to put some red coloring on it, my refu kavi, what's the refu? By putting red dye that's going to change something? That's certainly darchei amori. So we see, yet it's still allowed. The Braisa still says you're allowed to do this. So we see that even things that are in line with darchei amori are permitted. It's not subject to chukas agoy. So Gemara says, no, the red dye is important. Why is it important? It's not because darchei amori. It has an essential purpose. Kecha delichaze inche v'liboy alei rachmi. So this way a person could see, oh, you see the red markings on the tree, there must be something wrong. Let's daven that that tree produces the fruit in the normal way. Kedatana, like the Braisa tells us, v'tamei tamei yikra, that when there's a tamei person, you should call out. What that means is, what do you call out? Tzarech lo dia tzaro l'rabim. A person who's a mitzora should let it be known. Let it be known to people that he's a tzaras, he's a mitzora, and he needs help. Daven for me. Rabim yivakshu alav rachman. People should daven for me. And so same is true. A person is ill, a person has some other illness, you should let people know, so they should daven for a person who needs the refuah. Here as well, you mark it with red, not because the red helps the tree, but the red indicates the people outside that it requires a refu, if you will, and therefore people will daven for it. And that's a function, that's not darchei amori. So Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Kiman talinan kufse bidikli. So how come with people who hang dates on dates, some other practice, what was done when date trees were starting to shed their fruits too early, they take dates and hang them on the bunch of dates on the date tree. Kihai Tana, who does the whole like, must be like this Tana, that why hang dates? When a person sees dates hanging on the branch of a date tree, oh, that must be their date tree is producing fruit too early, it's shedding fruit too early, and that too is a reminder of Tamei Tamei Yikra, please daven on behalf of this palm tree and the owner of it. So Tani Tani, Perek Amarai Kamei Rabbi Chia Ba'avin, they're learning Sugyas Prakim about the ways of the Amaraim. They're learning this in front of Rabbi Chia Ba'avin. Now Amarai Rabbi Chia said, Kula Isbu Mishim Darchei Amori Lebar Mehani, that everything mentioned in the Prakim of Darchei Amori is all true of violation, except for two practices. Except for two practices, which we're about to see. So one of them is Mishi Yeshla Etzim Begroan, a person has a bone stuck in his throat, maybe Me'osa Amin, he should bring from that type, U'maniach Le'a Katkado, he should put it on his forehead, V'lei Mahachin, he should say, Chad Chad Nachas Bala, one goes down and one swallowed, Bala Nachas Chad Chad, why he swallowed and go down one by one. Ein Ba Mishim Darchei Amori, that is not subject to Darchei Amori. Now, although it's not brought Shulchan Aruch, I believe Rabbi Kvi Eger does bring this on the side of Shulchan Aruch, such a din. I'm just looking inside quickly. I'm pretty certain that Rabbi Kivi Eger does bring this on the side of Shulchan Aruch. And the second thing that is not subject to Darchei Amori is Le'idra Le'mahachi, a person has a fishbone stuck in his throat, should say, Ninasta Kimachet, you're embedded like a needle, Ninata Kisris, you're locked down as a shutter, as a shield, Shaya Shaya, go down, and this too is accepted, and I think Rabbi Kivi Eger says, because this was proven to work, and therefore not subject to Darchei Amori. Going now on to Amud Beis, that Ha'omer, God Gedi, a person says, God Gedi, which means some type of, show me some rashes, his mazal mazali, let me have good mazal, mazal tov, v'sonik lo ashki uvushki, and may not be wearied either by day nor by night. So this is some type of something they would say. So yeshba b'shem darchei amori, this too is a statement, it's not really a tefillah, it's considered yeshba b'darchei amori. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda would say, God ain't el lashon avodazar, it's a lashon avodazar, shenemar, it says, ha'orchim lagad shulchan. So it's not only Darchei Amori, but Rabbi Yehuda takes it a step further. Darchei Amori is chukas agoyim. That's a bad thing. It's just a law, but it's a law. But Rabbi Yehuda thinks it's actually Avodah Zarah because the word God is a name of Avodah Zarah, as proven by the pasuk. So the Gemara then says, "Hu bishma vehi bishmo." If he the husband is with her at night, and hu bishma vehi bishmo, yeshva mishum Darchei Amori. This too is a some type of Darchei Amori. And Dune Dani, if a person says, may my barrels be strengthened, Yeshua Mishum Darchei Amori, that too is not a tefillah, that's called a violation of Darchei Amori. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Dan Eloshin Avodah Zarah. Dan is also a name of Avodah Zarah. This is more than simply Dar Hamori. It's actually Avodah Zarah. Shinamar, it says in the Pasuk, Hanishboim Ba'ashmas Shomrom. Those who swear with the area of Shomrom. Vamru Chei Elohecha Dan. So Dan is a type of Avodah Zarah. Ha'omer, one who says La'orev Trach, one says to Raven, Trach, make your noise, croak. Ula Orevsa, to the female raven, Shrika, Vachzirili, Zanavech Latova, turn your tail for good fortune, for Mazel Tov, Yesh Bomishim Darche Maori, and Ha'omer, Shacht, Tarnagol Zeh, Shakara Orvis, you should shecht this chicken, this rooster, that croaks like a raven, Shakara Orvis, the Tarnagolas, Shakara Gavris, and the Tarnagolas, a hen that crows like a rooster, Yesh Bomishim Darche Maori, that too is subject to the violation of Chukas Agoyim. Eshtav Osir, person says, I will drink and leave over. This is also Yeshua, Mishim Darche Emorim, and Hamavkas Beitim Bakosel, Bifnei Ha'avrochim, person breaks an eggshell on the wall before young chicks, that Yeshua, Mishim Darche Emorim. Again, I don't know the purpose of all these different things, but these are different types of ways of getting mazel. These are all violations of Darche Emorim. Hamegis Bifnei Ha'avrochim, person who stirs in front of young chicks so that they shouldn't die, Yeshua, Mishim Darche Emorim. Hamrakedes, the person that dances in front of young chicks. Vamona shivim ve'echad afrochem mishul shel yamush. The person counts 71 chicks so that they shouldn't die. Yeshba mishum darchei mori. This too is a violation. Hamrakedes lakudach, person who dances in front of kudach, which is some type of a mixture of milk and chametz. Vamashatekes la'adashim, a person who a woman who silences anyone who's in the presence of lentils. Vamtavachas lagarisim, one who yells at a pot of beans. Yeshba mishum darchei mori. Hameshatenes b'fnei kederaso, a woman who goes to the bathroom in front of a pot of b'shvil shetispashim heira so that it should cook quicker, yeshva mishim darche emori. Aval nosim kesem altus b'shivrei zuchuches b'kdera, a person is allowed to place a splinter into some type of wood, mulberry wood, or glass inside a pot, b'shvil shetispashim heira, in order for it to go faster. That's not darche emori, that's a proven method of hastening the cooking process. The Chachamim also b'shivrei zuchuches mipnei sakana. They felt putting glass into a pot would be just dangerous. Not darche mori. It might help it go faster, but it's dangerous to put a glass shard inside a pot. Taner Bar Levaritza says, Nosin bul shamelch l'toch haner. A person not to place an amount of salt inside the candle. B'shivrei shel ta'ir vitalik. Apparently makes the candle light brighter. And v'nosin tit v'charsis, you can place mud or clay, tachas haner, below the ner b'shul shetamtin v'salik, this way it burns slowly. These are all permitted. So Amar Rav Zusha would say, Haiman de michase shaga de mishka, a person who would cover an oil lamp, u'megali nafta, or uncover the nafta lamp, which causes it to burn quicker. Either one, cover mishim bal tashkas, that's a violation of simply bal tashkas. We're talking about even during a weekday, you can't just waste oil and use things up quickly, unnecessarily. That's a violation of bal tashkas. And Chamra b'chai l'pum rabbanim, it says Chamra is wine, Chai is life, l'pum rabbanim, ein ba mishum darche emori, to say that, to make a toast of l'chaim. This is, I believe, one of the sources of making l'chaim, based on this Gemara, saying l'chaim was something that was permitted, that would be allowed. Part of the practice was that it's always a concern back then that someone may have poisoned some of the wine. So by having the glasses cling with each other and having the wine mix and splash with each other, if there is a poison in one, it's going to go to the other one. This way, both parties will be safe. To say that would be permitted. Chamer v'chaya l'pum rabbanim, ein bo mishim darchei mori. And then finally, and we'll conclude with this, in the end of the parak, we'll continue the parak tomorrow, the next parak tomorrow, Ma'aser Rabbi Akiva, Shasa Mishal of No, once Rabbi Akiva was making a meal, a party for his child, Va'al Kolts, V'kos, Shehevi, Amar, every single glass that they brought, they said, Chamer v'chai l'pum rabbanim, Chai v'chaim l'pum rabbanim, u'l'pum tamridayim, there should be life to the mouths of the rabbanim, there should be life to the mouths of the rabbanim, and their tamidim, Hajan lach, Bama'isha, so Mirz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow of the new parak, Tlagada. We don't get to the famous mission of Ayin Gimel for a few days. We're going to have some challenging topics in the beginning, but about the different karbanos and things of that sort. But then we'll get to Ayin Gimel, where we'll start getting heavy involved in the malachos of Shabbos. Everyone should have a wonderful day.